This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Mr. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later today. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. France said Thursday it failed to understand why it was exempt from a new rule allowing fully vaccinated European Union citizens to enter England without having to quarantine. Starting next week, travelers fully vaccinated with a shot approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the European Medicines Agency will be able to travel from any country on the British government's Amber List without having to self-isolate at home for 10 days, the U.K. government said Wednesday. Arrivals from France are the only exception. The UK has concerns over the persistent presence of the Beta variant, believed to be more resistant to vaccines. The French European Affairs Minister calls the move, quote, discriminatory towards French people, end quote. France's Indian Ocean Territory of La Réunion will go into a partial lockdown starting Saturday due to a surge in COVID-19 infections, as Britain acknowledged the situation of the island was behind tight restrictions on travel from France. There is growing concern among officials in Paris over the infection rates in France's overseas territories in the Caribbean, Indian Ocean, and the Pacific, where vaccination uptake is far lower than the nationwide average. The partial lockdown will last 2 weeks. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out Thursday between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians at the funeral of a Palestinian boy killed the day before in the occupied West Bank, an AFP correspondent reported. Palestinian authorities said the 12-year-old died Wednesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers while traveling in a car with his father in a West Bank town northwest of Hebron. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday Washington was committed to helping and actively engaged in planning for the relocation of Afghan interpreters and translators who worked for U.S. forces. In what White House has dubbed Operation Allies Refuge, the interpreters and their families are likely to be taken first to U.S. overseas military bases before resettlement in the United States or elsewhere. Washington is still seeking third countries to host some of those evacuated while their cases, including detailed security checks, are finalized. Around 20,000 Afghans who worked as interpreters for the United States during its war in the country have applied for evacuation under the State Department Program of Special Immigrant Visas. In a northeast province of Afghanistan, flash flooding has killed over 100 people in the Taliban-controlled area of Nuristan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more on this story.
The provincial government appealed to the Taliban to allow rescue teams into the area to help. The Taliban stated that their own rescue crews had been ordered to the affected area. However, it's unclear how equipped the Taliban are to deal with emergencies in the mostly rural areas under their control. Local reports suggest the village of Merdesh was particularly affected, with over 100 homes inundated by the floodwaters. Since the announced withdrawal of US and NATO troops from the country, the Taliban have swept through dozens of districts, seizing land and even taking control of key border crossings with neighboring countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Iran that negotiations over its rough nuclear deal in Vienna, quote, cannot go on indefinitely amid rising tensions over the stalled talks. He added, the ball remains in Iran's court. The European Union said Thursday it was pausing its legal action against Britain for allegedly breaching its Brexit deal on Northern Ireland as it weighs London's proposal to overhaul the pact. Russia successfully docked its troubled laboratory module Nauka with International Space Station Thursday after more than a decade of delays, the country's space agency Roscosmos said. And temperatures fell in swaths of Brazil Thursday as a polar air mass advanced toward the center south of the global agricultural powerhouse, threatening coffee, sugarcane, and orange crops with frost. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.